Sewer Ninjas is dedicated to solving your home sewer issues with the latest no-dig sewer repair technology to minimize cost and disruption. They can repair your sewer lateral line with minimal intrusion, saving you thousands. When you need help, turn to the drain and sewer experts for Milwaukee and the surrounding communities. Give Sewer Ninjas a call, 414-250-8605. Once again, that's 414-250-8605. Find out more at sewerninjas.com.
For a reliable, locally owned and operated auto body shop, turn to Mako Auto Body Shop and Painting in New Berlin. They fix routine dents and dings along with structural repairs if your car has been damaged in an accident. You can count on their expertly trained technicians to provide high-quality work. Plus, all structural repairs are backed by a lifetime warranty. Go to Mako.com for more information. That's Mako of New Berlin. What a weekend. The Packers take care of Dallas. The Bucks win in overtime. Marquette, the Badgers, UWM, all victorious. It's a good time to be a sports fan in the 414, and we're talking about it next. It's the 414 Sports Podcast, presented by Sewer Ninjas and driven by Mako of New Berlin. Here we go. But instead, it's the 414 Sports Podcast, and it starts right now. All right, welcome in. This is the 414 Sports Podcast presented by Sewer Ninjas and driven by Mako of New Berlin. I'm Don Wachillis. Thank you so much for logging in and joining us, whether you've done so on Spotify, Google, Apple, or wherever it is you get your podcasts. Hit that like and subscribe button because we would definitely appreciate it. In the midst of the snow and the cold this weekend and all of the trials and tribulations many went through with loss of power and cars and everything that you can imagine, sports provided the perfect sidebar to just kind of forget what was happening and be able to enjoy with everything that took place with the Packer victory, with the fact that the Bucks win in overtime in dramatic fashion. We'll get to that a little bit later as well. And then also you had UWM, the Badgers, Marquette, all winners in college basketball. So again, it was a great diversion to have once we kind of started to make our way through the snowstorm of Friday afternoon. So we'll start things off like you can't help but start things off, and that's with the Green Bay Packers and their big win over the Dallas Cowboys. The Packers absolutely dominating the guys down in Dallas. Mike McCarthy may be looking for a new job by the time you hear this podcast. There may be news out there that will let us know one way or another. But this is definitely a team that it has had, great success throughout the regular season. But once they get to the playoffs, have absolutely fallen on their face. Jordan Love goes for 3 touchdowns. Aaron Jones rushes for 3 touchdowns. Darnell Savage with a pick 6. There was not a facet of this team, with the exception of, once again, a missed extra point. The special teams rearing its ugly head once again. Other than that, the mistakes were few, and they weren't as glaring as we've seen at other times throughout this season. This team, that being the Green Bay Packers, has made a remarkable turnaround since the first part of the season, going 2-5, get to what we'll consider now to be somewhere around the halfway point if we're going to put the season on a spectrum, and from that point on really started to play much, much better. Now, we also have to take into account the fact that this team did lose to the New York Giants, who were a dumpster fire this year. This team barely got past the Carolina Panthers. And if the Giants were a dumpster fire, I don't even know what the analogy would be for the Carolina Panthers. And yet, when they found a way to win against Carolina, and you look what happened way back when at Thanksgiving, that's really, I guess, where everybody thinks of as the jump-off point for this back half of the season. The way they handled the Lions in Detroit, again, the dumpster fire in New York, barely getting by Carolina, but then you think about the game plan that they implemented against the Vikings and the Bears to close things out. And Joe Barry, who has been absolutely on the hot seat, and who I still think is on the hot seat, regardless of how this thing progresses through the playoffs, has absolutely dialed up some defenses that we have not seen all season. We have not seen this defense play with the kind of swag that they're having here in the last few weeks. There have been times that this defense has looked really good, but then there have been times where their mistakes are glaring, and those mistakes literally cost the Packers wins. Now, again, with whatever Joe Barry has dialed up here in the last few weeks and the way that defense has come together and executed that game plan, you just kind of wonder, where is this thing going? And I mean that in a positive direction. Now, of course, we have to move on and get ready to take on the San Francisco 49ers. That game will be Saturday evening in San Francisco. But what if? What if, right? It's the old, you're saying we got a chance. What if we get past the 49ers? Quite honestly, you get past the 49ers, you have to suddenly consider the Green Bay Packers as one of the top contenders to come out of the NFC to go to the Super Bowl. However, the task in San Francisco is going to be much greater than what it was down in Dallas. So to me, when you sit back and watch this game on Saturday against the 49ers, keep your expectations realistic. If you keep your expectations realistic and just sit back and enjoy, and I'm hoping it's a competitive game, and by all means, I'm hoping the Packers win, but if we keep it in perspective and things, as far as our expectations go, are realistic, and they keep that thing close, we can really sit back, put our feet up, and say, what a season. No one in their right mind expected the Packers to be where they are at this point. I think it's funny to listen to some of the national pundits like a Colin Cowherd. If you go back to August, if somebody could find that piece of tape, rewind it, and you'll hear Colin Cowherd talk about his sources inside the Packer organization saying Jordan Love doesn't have it. Jordan Love doesn't have the juice. Jordan Love is not the guy. And now can't believe the transformation in Jordan Love. Well, that's what happens over the course of a year. That's what happens when you're in an organization like you get in Green Bay that can develop players. Remember last year when we traded Aaron Rodgers and Brian Gutekunst was getting hammered everywhere about what an awful general manager he was? How do you get rid of a Hall of Fame quarterback? That's all you got back for him. How come you never got him a number one receiver? Look at that receiving core right now. You got four or five guys over the last 3 or 4 weeks, each one almost taking turns excelling and being the number one receiver for that particular game. What a nightmare that has to be for defensive coordinators. If I'm San Francisco, and I'm looking, there is not something that I can scheme that says, okay, when we had Devontae Adams, we have to make sure we box Devontae Adams. We'll bump him at the line. We'll have a safety up over the top. We're not going to let Devontae Adams beat us. We'll make one of the other guys. Well, now with this young receiving core, you have all of this talent out there, and each one has shined as the weeks have gone. Who do you cover? Who are you scheming towards? And then you have Aaron Jones, who's running the ball like there's no tomorrow. And don't forget to throw some love towards that offensive line and how they've progressed through the year and how they've grown as a unit. This is fun. There's no question about it. This is fun, and it's a great time to be a Packer fan. Now, what that means, again, when they go to San Francisco, we'll have to wait and see, because San Francisco has been one of those places historically where the Packers have struggled. But I'll take extra football any day of the week. There are a lot of teams that are sitting at home, Chicago Bears, that wish they were in those Packers shoes, in those green and gold shoes up at Lambeau Field. So I'm going to sit back and I'm going to enjoy every single minute of it. Again, you guys know what the playoff scenarios are. You guys know how the games are set and ready to roll next week. For us, the most important one is that Packer 49er game taking place on Saturday night. All right, so again, on Sunday, you get done with that Packer game. You're riding high on that. You throw on Bally's to check out the Bucks, and Dame Time shows up at Fiserv Forum. So we'll talk about that OT win right after we take a quick timeout.
Sewer Ninjas is dedicated to solving your home sewer issues with the latest no-dig sewer repair technology to minimize cost and disruption. They can repair your sewer lateral line with minimal intrusion, saving you thousands. When you need help, turn to the drain and sewer experts for Milwaukee and the surrounding communities. Give Sewer Ninjas a call, 414-250-8605. Once again, that's 414-250-8605. Find out more at sewerninjas.com.
So the Bucks got a big win on Sunday against the Sacramento Kings. The Bucks now 28-12 on the season, sitting in first place in the Central, ahead of Cleveland by four games, and they go on the road to take on Cleveland on Wednesday. But it was the way they won in overtime against Sacramento. This is how it sounded. This clip courtesy of Bally's Wisconsin.
No timeouts left for the Bucks. Here comes Dame. 3 seconds. Dame pulls for the win.
So again, that clip courtesy of Bally's Wisconsin, as Dame pulls up with the clock running to zero from somewhere between 30 and 35 feet, fades to his left, and does nothing but hit net for the Bucks to get that 143-142 victory over the Sacramento Kings. Now, in the midst of all of that, you had some great lines as far as statistics go. You see Giannis with another triple-double. He goes 27 points, 10 rebounds, 10 assists. Brooke Lopez with 17, Malik Beasley with 23, and Dame Lillard, who hit the game-winning three, finishes the evening with 29. Now, next week, we'll get Big J back on with us, our NBA insider, to again talk about the Bucks as we start making our way towards the NBA All-Star break and the halfway point in the season. This Bucks team, again at 28-12, has got a lot to be proud of and a lot to be thankful for. My concern still remains the fact that you had to put 143 points on the board in order to win the game at the buzzer. Where's the defense at? I think this team can score with the best of them, but where's the defense at? And that's my question moving forward, because when we get to the playoffs, you're not going to have the opportunity to put 143 points on the board every single game, because other teams in the best of seven series are going to make schemes defensively that are going to thwart whatever success you had prior, and then can you counter that chess move? And right now, I'm not sure if Coach Griffin is there yet. As a rookie head coach, I'm not convinced he's there yet. And so as much as I am just thrilled with the fact that they sit in first place with the record that they have, by all means, you know, we've got Detroit on Saturday in Detroit. I think that's a 2 p.m. tip-off. This weekend's another going to be a great weekend to be a sport fan here in the 414, but, you know, Detroit's got 3 wins. I definitely would not want that. I'm very happy with the way we're winning, at least right now. But the fact that defensively, it doesn't seem to be working the way it should. And then again, and we've talked about this and we'll talk about it with Big J next week, the number of minutes Giannis and some of these other guys are having to put in to get to, again, 143 points to win a game. There were times over the last few years, say what we will about Coach Bud, but at least during the regular season, games like this didn't happen seemingly night after night. The last time we got a blowout was the other night against Boston. And that was a blip in the screen, meaning the blowout was, where in years past we've had those games at various points throughout the season. So guys like Dame and Giannis and the rest of them and Chris Middleton and Brooke and all those guys could just get some rest and not have to play 4 quarters or, in this case, 5 quarters in order to come away with the victory. So we'll see how this all goes, because this is a team with a lot of expectations. And as much as I want to see this team succeed, I've got a ton of question marks as we make our way again to the All-Star break. All right, we're going to take a break here real quick. And on the other side of it, talk about the weekend that was in college basketball here in the 414 and the state of Wisconsin. And we'll do so in just a second. For a reliable, locally owned and operated auto body shop, turn to Mako Auto Body Shop and Painting in New Berlin. They fix routine dents and dings along with structural repairs if your car has been damaged in an accident. You can count on their expertly trained technicians to provide high-quality work. Plus, all structural repairs are backed by a lifetime warranty. Go to Mako.com. For more information, that's Mako of New Berlin. All right, let's talk some college basketball. We're going to do so chronologically because we had the Panthers of UWM playing on Friday afternoon. We get the Badgers on Saturday late morning, and then we get an afternoon game on Monday with regards to the Marquette Golden Eagles. So first up, the UWM Panthers, who had to have their game in the midst of that snowstorm, moved to 2 p.m. in the afternoon. And after a brutal start by the Panthers, they came storming back in the second half, started the second half on a 14-0 run, did some things down the stretch to help seal the victory to give them an 88-80 win. He had a couple of players to keep in mind as this Panther team moves forward. Elijah Jameson playing real well at the point. He had 20. Eric Pratt continues to shine. He had 21. And BJ Freeman with 14. Those two, BJ Freeman and Eric Pratt. If BJ Freeman, and I hate to say it this way because it's not his fault, he's had a back injury, but if the team doctors and the training staff can figure out a way to kind of get BJ back into, let's say, that 85%, 90% healthy category, for lack of a better way of putting it, those two are going to be a really, really interesting duo down the stretch for the Panthers. Now, let's face it, if they're playing their best basketball in March and they can win the Horizon League tournament, that's the only way a Horizon League team is going to get to the dance. So as these regular season games go, A, you're playing for the highest seed, I guess you could say, possible within the tournament, but you want to be just playing your best basketball down the stretch. Now, that's A, easier said than done, but it's also what all teams want to be doing. But when I think about the likes of the Badgers, who we're going to talk about in a minute, or Marquette, those are teams right now that, barring an absolute collapse, they're going to the dance. They've got enough on their resume already to qualify. Now, the seed, that remains to be seen, but both of those teams right now are what I would consider to be playoff eligible, for lack of a better way of saying it, where the UWM Panthers need that Horizon League tournament victory to get there. So the Badgers now will head on the road. They play Northern Kentucky and Wright State, two tough teams within the Horizon. So we'll keep an eye on that. Keep an eye on them with regards to their schedule. And you can always check out their games on ESPN+. It's a fun watch. They're a fun team. And I just hope they continue on this path that they're on right now, because they're really kind of coming into their own here once we got into the month of January. The Badgers just continue to roll. They just continue to roll. They had a, what I would term to be, sloppy's not the right word, but Northwestern kind of grinded them as far as their pace down quite a bit on Saturday, which is ironic considering we're talking about the Wisconsin Badgers. The Badgers, as of late, with the addition of A.J. Storr and John Blackwell and mixed in with Tyler Wall and Stephen Krall and all of them, the tempo has been much quicker than at any point I can, off the top of my head, remember in watching the Wisconsin Badgers. Northwestern tried to grind that a little bit. It didn't matter. The Badgers come away with the victory. Still the only Big Ten team that remains undefeated. And so as they travel on Wednesday to Penn State, we'll see how that holds up. Now, Penn State's off to a bit of a slow start. They're 8-9 overall and 2-4 in Big Ten play. But we also know what happens sometimes when teams go on the road. It's not easy. And when you're grinding and making your way through the Big Ten season on any given night, you just never know what's going to happen. So we'll have to wait and see what takes place there. And check that. I said Tuesday. I said Wednesday. They actually play on Tuesday, and they'll be on the Big Ten Network. It's an 8 o'clock tip our time. So once again, Badgers taking on Penn State Tuesday night, 8 o'clock. You can check that one out on the Big Ten Network. And then Marquette on Dr. Martin Luther King's holiday got a big win against Villanova. Cam Jones goes for 22. Tyler Kolick, oh my goodness, goes for 21 and 11 assists. Oso Ikidaro goes for 18. And the Golden Eagles, who have dropped to number 17, still in the top 25. But remember, this is a team that had quite a bit of success early on, had found its way into the top five, but after this rough stretch has now plummeted to number 17. Watching that game on Monday, you saw a team that for probably, I would say, the first 16 to 17 minutes of the first half, they were tight. And then they went on that 12-0 run, and a couple of threes were made. And then it seemed like all of a sudden, all of the weight that had seemingly been on their shoulders just kind of fell off. And once they got back after halftime, it was watching kind of the Marquette Golden Eagles of old. They seemed like the pressures of the world, the struggles that they had as far as shooting from the perimeter and some of the defensive miscues and all of the things that can kind of come into play when you're in the midst of a losing streak, all of those things seem to suddenly evaporate, and what we got was the Marquette Golden Eagles of old. So hopefully that will continue. They've got a few days off. Next up, they'll be taking on St. John's on the road. So we'll see whether or not they've been able to shake what ailed them during the midst of that losing streak, because, again, going on the road, much like Wisconsin going on the road and UWM going on the road, anytime you've got to get on the bus or the airplane, it can really change the dynamic of as far as teams that you feel like you should beat, but because you're in their home, it doesn't always necessarily go the way that you want. So we'll keep an eye on that, but we definitely will not sweep under the rug the kind of weekend again that we just had in watching the Packers win, the Bucks win, UWM, Wisconsin, and Marquette all getting victories. All right, before we get out of here, let's take a quick break. And on the other side of the break, we're going to wrap things up listening to Dr. Martin Luther. We'll be right back. this week to celebrate and honor the life of Dr. Martin Luther King, and we're going to do just that to wrap up this week's episode of the 414 Sports Podcast. Before we do that, I want to thank you for logging in and listening. Stay safe, stay warm, and hopefully next week we'll be together again talking about maybe another Packer upset. But again, as we close out, here are the words of Dr. Martin Luther King.
Well, I don't know what will happen now. We've got some difficult days ahead. But it really doesn't matter with me now, because I've been to the mountaintop. And I don't mind. Like anybody, I would like to live a long life. Longevity has its place. But I'm not concerned about that now. I just want to do God's will. And he's allowed me to go up to the mountain. And I've looked over. And I've seen the promised land. I may not get there with you. But I want you to know tonight that we as a people will get to the promised land. So I'm happy tonight. I'm not worried.